Ah, spring, more daylight, nice. Seeds are sprouting, trees and flowers blooming, animals birthing, and da 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 da. We had a grandson born on Saturday night, just as we went into daylight savings time. I couldn't help singing. Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun. We love spring. We're fond of saying hope springs eternal. And yet, we have a grim anniversary to address, even in the midst of our new baby, poppies, narcissus, and daffodils. Yes, the Iraq War. One of the most distressing aspects to me of the invasion of Iraq 7 years ago by the Bush administration was the fact that it was launched on spring equinox. It inspired this poetry in me. March 18, 2003. Spring moon watches worried over cowering women and children beneath her bright beacon, wishing she could turn off her light to hide them under her dark veil of night. Terror on the horizon of vernal equinox, tipping the balance. Millions gather to summon the sacred magic they seek to dominate, obliterate. We demand our birthright to behold the moon in peace. Restrain this mighty blow, hold the fist, and peel back fingers, opening the palm, as we cling to the last morsels of peace, already disturbed by early bombs blooming. The line fades in the sand. The wind coughs up blood. We know it is spring. We are betrayed by a coming season of endless cold sorrow. But the birds don't know, or the bloom on the plum tree. Yet this mother smells smoke, danger, seeds unearthed instead of planted safe and sound. Children buried in the garden instead of flowers with the promise of nectar. Here we are, on the verge of the 7th anniversary of this relentless occupation and devastation. I checked the Washington Post today for a total number of U.S. soldier fatalities to date and was truly shocked to see the number 5,378. It wasn't long ago that we arrived at the 4,000 marker, and it was respectfully and widely noted, a vital statistic that merited protest and response. But the 5,000th rolled past without a peep. During my research this morning, I noticed that nearly 22 million people had Googled dead U.S. soldier count. Yet when I looked up Iraq body count, only 650,000 had shown interest. Coincidentally, that is also the estimated number of Iraqi casualties the Lancet study had calculated through a system comparable to the U.S. Census. That's a lot of suffering and loss. And yet, we must also emphasize that the dead U.S. soldiers were adults who chose to enlist. They were over 18 and of supposed sound mind and body. The Iraqi dead include babies, children, elders, and families just sitting down to dinner. I find it hard to comprehend that kind of tragedy nestled comfortably here in my Albion paradise. Yet, I feel it is my obligation to pay my respects. In the process of losing my mother this last month, and receiving our grandchild this weekend, I must say that matters of life and death seem even more miraculous, holy, and in need of protection, each death in dignity, and each birth in safety and celebration. There is much work to be done to shift this basic paradigm. It is with this consciousness that I will observe this solemn anniversary in protest this Saturday in San Francisco at 11 a.m. at the Civic Center Plaza, along with as many of us who still feel that our actions count for something or someone. This is Sherry Glazer Love, www.sherryglazer.net.